in Jesus. You have to believe in Jesus and do more than that, or you may not make it. This group, by the way, and I can't remember everything I said last week, but I don't think I mentioned, this usually is a group that when you ask them, are you headed to heaven, what do they say? I hope so. I don't know if I've done enough yet. And only finally when I die will I know that I've done enough to get there. And that's a tough group to be in, is it not? I sure like waking up in the morning and greeting the Lord and saying, I'm so glad I'm your child, and you're not going to take it away from me. Okay? And so that they believe that there's certain things you have to do. You have to do a lot of it. And if you do it, you can earn your way to heaven. But you believe in Jesus. That's where it starts. So it's sort of like we start in the spirit, but we finish with the flesh. We start in the spirit, we finish with works. And so God doesn't save us completely when we believe in Him. There's more work to do. And again, as I mentioned, a lot of religions, or maybe I should say all the religions in the world except for Christianity, if you start studying them, they're faith and works. They are. You start with belief, you go on to works is what it is. Now, do you remember I said there's kind of a big wall right here? And over where this microphone stand is, there's a big wall here. And this group has a big wall, and that group has a big wall because, and I think I'm right, I hope I'm not wrong, but, you know, I don't think anybody here would say, well, Pastor, I'm here this morning and I'm in this group. It doesn't matter what I do. If I want to commit adultery, if I want to do whatever, I just do it. Because God will forgive me. He's got to. It doesn't matter if I do it or if I don't do it. I don't think anybody would stand up here this morning and say, that's the group I'm in. Okay? And again, on the other side, I don't think we have anybody in this group over here saying, well, Pastor, I don't believe it's by faith alone. I believe you have to work for your salvation. I don't think there's anybody here this morning who would stand up and say that. I hope not. Okay? You're scaring me if you do. Not faith and works. The three groups in the middle, sandwiched between those walls, would be groups that we're here. We're here in the same church. Okay? And again, as I said, every one of us might say, well, Pastor, there's nobody from that group here, and there's nobody from this group here in the church. We're all right here, okay? And if I would talk to every one of us, we would probably say, well, I'm right here. But other people might say, nah, you're over there, okay? Because if somebody is to this side of us, then they got to be over there. And if somebody's to this side, then they got to be over there. Am I right about that? And so again, the idea, though, that I do stress, and as we get into more chapters and verses on this, okay, again, I think you're going to see that as we get into this, these three groups should get together and get along fine. They really can. Okay? Now, again, I said that this group over here was more of the liberty group. I keep forgetting the names I call them. Well, maybe I should do this. If I flip the screen, that'll help, won't it? Okay? Again, the license group is all the way over there. Okay? And so I guess I call the liberty group in the middle. And how we have it here, the license group, I'm free to do whatever I want. Over there is the sacramentalist, the legalist. I got to work to get to heaven. This would be the lawful group, okay? I'll speak on this morning. I sometimes call them the license group. I mix up terms. But this is the group that says, basically, I'm saved, and I'm not saved to sin. We're not talking about sin, but you know what? There's a lot of activities the Bible doesn't say anything about, and I can do any one of them I want to do when I want to do it. And it really doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want when I want to do it. We're not talking about sin. Just activities. Some of them doubtful. Gray area. Are you with me? I can do any of them. This group over here says, you know what? There's a lot of activities I don't do. I don't do them. I have a whole list of activities I don't do. Okay? And if you go with this group, it's kind of like the Pharisees, are they not? And other people better not do them either. I don't do them, and other people better not do them. This group in the middle is finding the balance, okay, between, yes, there's a lot of things that are lawful, and there's a lot of things I shouldn't do, okay, and I'm going to find that balance in the middle of where I need to live my Christian life. Now, let me do something. I was thinking, I put some things together. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm not, okay, but in my years, and I'm going to say since college or maybe starting in college until now, I just started thinking of a lot of the areas that we're talking about. This is sin over here. We're not talking about sin. I'm talking about a lot of people that I have run in through the years and all the different things that they say are in this gray, doubtful area of things we can do or can't do as Christians. Is everybody following me through? Do you have a list of things that you've been told through the years, you shouldn't do this, or somebody says you shouldn't do this? Okay, I started putting things down, just going through my years, okay? Again, just going through things. For example, dress. How we dress. What are the different rules you've heard about how we dress? Are you following me through? This one's big, that's why I started with it. I mean, there are rules all over the place about how we're supposed to dress. For example, there's people that say what? Women should never wear what? You ever met people like that? I have. I'm not condemning anybody here, yes or no, okay? I'm just saying there are people that say ladies should never wear pants, okay? Which means they should only wear skirts or dresses only. I've met people that even say culottes are out. If it's not a skirt, it's not a dress, okay? You can't wear it. Okay? Other people, no shorts. We're talking guys and girls. No shorts. Okay? Now, you look up and say, well, Pastor, are you condemning these people? I can put names to different people that may have standards like this. And I don't have anything bad to say about them. I don't. In fact, some of them who have these standards are standing right here in the middle group. Some of you say, oh, no, they're all over here. No, they're not. No. They have some of these standards, and they are right here where they need to be. No problem at all, okay? Again, we just go with that, okay? Again, but I don't know that shorts are mentioned in the Bible, okay? I don't know. Pants and dresses, they're just not really there, okay? There are principles that go along with it. Again, I know a group of people, no open-toed shoes. Okay, ladies, I'll look at your shoes right now. Okay? No open-toed shoes, no flip-flops, nothing like that. When you go out in public, your feet are covered. I've met people, that's the way they are, okay? They would never think of coming to answer the door in bare feet if they're in the house, okay? I've met people like that, and you know, that's crazy. But some of these people, I'd put them right here. They're good people. Good people, okay? I've met people, now I go this way. I've met people say all shirts, right here. Anytime you go out, all shirts go right to here. Which I put no short sleeves, so if I'm saying no short sleeves, you might say, well, what about sleeveless and tank tops? Well, they're really out, okay? Okay, I met people like that. Good people. I don't have a problem with them, okay? But I've just met that or whatever, okay? I got a lot of people. No blue denim. Okay, you ever met people like that? No blue denim, right? Okay, you can say, well, Pastor, that's crazy. Well, you can say what you want, okay? I've met a group of people that said, you know what, men, if you're going to wear a pair of pants and you can't put a belt on it, you can't wear it. Okay, no sweatpants. Are you following me through? You can't wear it. If it doesn't have a belt, whatever, okay? I got to thinking about that one. The Amish now, they don't allow that, do they? They don't allow belts. You ever seen an Amishman wear a belt? I don't think I ever have. Okay, so they're just the opposite because they always wear what? Suspenders, okay? And different things like that. So, again, and then I think I have one more on there. Okay, I've met people that say if you're going to wear something, if it doesn't have a collar on it, you can't wear it. Okay? Now, a lot of you are sitting here right now, sitting in church going, he just put a bunch of things up there, and I'm violating six of them. Right? Man, I got six of them violated right now. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm just telling you, these are things I've heard through the years. Now, that's 30-some years, 35, 6, 7 years or whatever that I've been running around, you know, that I've heard people say. And you can see. Now, I don't know of any one person that every rule on there is for that person. Are you following me through? It's just a hodgepodge of all the people that I've seen. And this is what they say or whatever. Okay, again, let's keep the list going or whatever. And I'm going to have to move quickly on some of this. No jewelry. Ladies can't wear jewelry. Ladies can't wear makeup. Long hair. Okay? Now, this is both sides. Women must have long hair. In fact, I've met people who say women should never cut their hair. Okay? And by the time they get to be pretty old, how big's the bun in the back of their head? Met them. I know who they are. Good people. Good people. Okay? That's what they have there. Okay? By the way, men, where do we go with long hair? Okay? You know, and do that. I know some ladies, Christians, that believe women should always wear what? Something on their head. You see them. Have you not seen ladies that do that? We're not just talking church, but they've done it. Okay? Not against that or whatever. Hey, men, what's that one? I definitely have a problem with that one. I'm okay on the open-toed shoes. My sleeves are all the way down. I got the collar on. Are you following me through? The belt's on the pants. Oops. I just messed up. Okay? I just messed up. And by the way, there are certain people that were in this church that when I first grew a goatee or put a beard on, I was told about it. When are you going to shave that? And I go, I tried the other day, but the razor just wouldn't take it off. Just wouldn't go. Remember the one year I had the big beard and then for the play, and then I shaved it off, and I said, oh, come on, you don't cut off a big beard like that all at one time. It's got to go gradual. How gradual? Oh, it'll take about 2 or 3 years, but we'll get it. Okay? Again, just different things. Good people, though. I don't have a problem with it. I've met people who don't believe you should wear contacts. Shouldn't wear contacts. Now, you're saying, well, I'm just telling you, through the years, different people, you know, don't believe you should wear contacts. Okay? I don't know who that offends in here right now, because I don't know if you're wearing contacts or not, okay? But I've got people that, no dating. There's Christians out there don't believe in dating anymore. Now, they call it different things, but young people, can I tell you what I call it? Arranged marriages. Anybody here good with that one? Abby, you good with that one? Say yes, because my parents are good people, and they would know exactly who I need to marry. Say yes. Okay. Some of you would be a little scary, wouldn't it, or whatever? There's Christians out there don't believe in dating or whatever. Okay. By the way, I think I was watching, just happened to see it, and then I stuck on it because of something. When I first flipped it on or came on, I was watching that 19 and Counting the Duggars or whatever. Am I right about no dating? Thank you. Okay. Women, you can't work outside the house. Okay. Women should never work outside the house. Met Christians who believe that. Okay. Okay. Good people, not after them. Uh-oh. Change the subject a little bit. Christians should not own what? That's not just my dad who believes you shouldn't have one because he doesn't know how to use it. That's not it. Okay. This is more the conviction, what? No computers. Okay. No computers, okay? If you don't have computers then, you can't have what? No internet, email, Facebook, all the other stuff you do. Where would I be without Google, MapQuest, and things like that? I think they're helpful tools or whatever. Now, Christians, they believe what? No TV, okay? Absolutely no TV. I know about this one, okay? Okay? I've met Christians that don't believe your church ought to have a Sunday school. There are churches that don't have Sunday school. They believe that when a family comes to church, they stay together the whole time. You do not separate the family ever. A family came to this church not that long ago, a year or so, and I let them know as they were holding a baby, and I have problems with babies up here, don't bother me at all, okay? Maybe it bothers you more, but don't bother me. And I said, we do have a nursery, and they said, we don't believe in nurseries. Nurseries aren't in the Bible. I was like, really? I thought they were. And I think it's Ezra 8, is it not? If it's not Ezra 8, it's Nehemiah 8. I'm going on the fly right now. But it says all the people gathered before the water gate, they were old enough to understand the word of God. Where'd all those people go who weren't old enough to understand the word of God? To the nursery. And they didn't hear a thing I said in the entire service. They had their Bibles open to that. Because they had to come up with an answer by the end of church when I showed them there was nurseries in the Bible. But there's people, don't believe in nurseries. Don't separate your family out. No youth groups. Okay? They stay here. KJV only. Put on top of that, if you read a book, a literature, daily devotional, anything that doesn't have anything with KJV in it, what are you supposed to do with it? Get rid of it. Okay? We don't read anything that's not KJV. Okay? I know people believe if you don't have Baptist on the name of your sign in the front of your church, you shouldn't go to it. It must have Baptist. And I tell people, the same people I know, okay, And I do laugh about this. Am I allowed to laugh? They always sent their kids to Northern Bible Baptist Bible College or Maranatha Baptist Bible College. What did these two schools do lately? Change their names. What word went out? Baptist. Now where are you going? Okay. I don't know what you do to your plum on the wall now. I don't know. Okay. But again, something like that. Again, other things, let's just go with Sabbath activities. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? What you can and cannot do on Sunday, okay? What you can and cannot do. Be a whole list of rules there. I'm not even listing them separately. You understand? But again, what are you allowed to do, okay? I don't know. I tell people up until today, usually Sunday for me was a great day to take a bike ride. I'm going to sleep this afternoon, folks. No bike ride today, Okay? So I no, I shouldn't tell you not to call because now you will. Okay? I need some rest or whatever. Oh, music. Music. Big one, isn't it? Let me just go off the top because this would probably be the most extreme I've heard. Good people. No instruments. A cappella, singing only in church. Good people. I've met people. And we thought only guitars and drums were outlawed, right? Am I right about that? No piano, no organ, bells. Okay, I'm surrounded by sinners all over the place here now. Not a problem. That's what they think. Okay, now I know some of you say, but the Bible, I understand. But what they're saying is if you just go with a cappella music, it's more apt to be what they think should be godly. Okay? We go like that. Met some people, hymns only, which means the books that you have in front of you in your pew, not even half the songs in those books qualify as hymns. If you really know the true definition of a hymn, if it has a chorus, it's not a hymn. Okay? And then the content matter, hymns only. No secular music. You cannot listen to secular music in your homes or anything like that. Okay? Which leaves out a lot of good songs, does it not? Okay? Because I know people say to me, do you listen to secular music? Yeah. There's a lot of good songs out there, is there not? There's a lot of good music out there, okay, that I've enjoyed through the years and still do. Okay? Still do. Some people believe you should never amplify music or whatever. Okay? Which means electric things are out, microphones are out. That's the way you go. Again, a lot about music, and I'm doing this without even getting into other stuff. I haven't started to preach yet. A lot of people believe you don't go to theaters. Any type of theaters. You don't go to concerts. You know, if you like Shakespearean plays, if you like operas, okay, you don't go to the movies. If it's a theater, you don't go, okay? Met a lot of people that way. They do not believe in sports teams. Their kids can't play sports, cannot be part of teams or whatever, not allowed to be on sports teams or whatever. Again, they believe that, okay? Sorry, but I've met a lot of people that believe this one. What's that? Girls shouldn't play sports, okay? Met a lot of them believe that, okay? Good people. No swimming, okay? I'm looking at everybody here who's got a swimming pool now. Okay? Okay? No, Pastor. No, you didn't. Folks, where did I pastor for 9 years? Massachusetts. Had a man sitting in my living room who said, as far as I know, I have never, ever been in a house where there's a gun. Because I have a conviction against guns. I would never go in a house with a gun. And I was just looking at him and right there. And I'm thinking, he doesn't even know he's sitting 4 feet away from a gun right now. This is kind of funny. But he would never go to a house that has a gun because he's so against guns. Okay? Christians should not own guns. Okay? Again, just things that I hear about people. No motorcycle riders today. Am I right about that? You wimps, turns a little cold and you don't ride, huh? I can kid with you guys, can't I? We're not do that. But amen. Coat and tie today, Nate. Is that what it is? Coat and tie. So he didn't ride his motorcycle today. But people don't believe you should have motorcycles. No, shouldn't go to amusement parks. Here's a whole other group, right? No investments. Oh, Bob Quarter. No insurance. Now, again, you say, well, where do these people get this? Okay? You know, be not anxious about tomorrow. Is that it? Was that what it would be? Don't worry about tomorrow. So they wouldn't do this kind of stuff. I've met Christians who believe Christians should never retire. You work to the day you die. Best you can, there's what you do. Other people believe you should never ever take a loan out. That's including a mortgage. Okay? And then I've met Christians who believe because of being good stewards of your money, you should never rent. It's like throwing money in a hole, they say, or something. Have you ever met Christians? You know, so I tell people, you can't take out a mortgage, you can't rent. Where are you living? Okay? You know? I guess you live outside until you get enough money. Okay? I don't know. But again, it's not the same people who believe all these things. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, I just get different people. That's how we do it there. No cremation. Okay, met people that. I met a lot of Christians homeschool only. Now, I know people look at me and say, well, Pastor, you're probably Christian school only. No, I'm a big proponent of Christian schools, but I don't think you've ever heard me say to anybody anything else that you can't do something else. I'm not against that. But, again, there's a lot of homeschool only is where they would be on that. Again, I've met Christians who do not believe that we should go on to higher education. Okay, once you're done with the basic education of Hamath or whatever, don't go on to higher education, don't go to college. Christians don't belong going there or whatever. Again, met a lot of Christians, no birth control. Home deliveries only. Does everybody know? I'm not talking about pizza. Okay? Not talking about pizza. Okay? Just what you hear or whatever. Does everybody know what I'm talking about, this one? No baby bottles. Okay? I'm a grandparent. What would I have done without baby bottles? Is everybody here on that one? Never should you use baby bottles, okay? No immunizations. A lot of Christians going that way, okay? I'm in a group, and I think this came out of the Lester Roloff camp. You're not allowed to serve a beverage with a meal, okay? No beverage at meals, all right? Does that, like, shock you? But I'm just going back over the years of things that I've met there or whatever, okay? I've met Christians that believe you ought to be what? Vegetarians, okay? Maybe in heaven I'll be. I don't know. I still like to get some meat up there, wouldn't you? Okay. No coffee? Yes. That's me. No. That's me. That's my... No. No coffee, but then there's other people to say what? You shouldn't drink soda at all. You shouldn't have anything like that. No soda, whatever. Again, this is a whole other aspect of alcohol and cigarettes. Again, about Christians not doing that. But maybe I should put here, like restaurants and stores, it's extended to more than just personal use of them. It's also extended to what? You don't go to businesses that do this or whatever. And yeah, that makes it tough, does it not? Not saying you can't find a place that doesn't, but it makes it tough, does it not? That's my list. I got to quit. I really got to quit now. But maybe you can say, well, Pastor, you forgot this. In fact, and maybe you've met people that have other things. But that's a pretty big list, is it not? Okay? And I'm going to try to put this nice and put it. These are the items that these three groups sometimes are battling about, fighting about, okay, disagreeing about, and sometimes it's not that. And again, I'm hoping when we're done with this series, and this is really why it might go on to Sermon 6, to make sure we understand this, okay, these things shouldn't separate us and cause us to fight and hoot and holler at each other. If they do, then you're violating some biblical commands. I mean, direct biblical commands that if you are letting these things just kill us, you're doing something wrong, okay? You're absolutely doing something wrong. Now, again, we'll get to all of that, but I want to go back to the group that I'm with over here. So you need to go to 1 Corinthians 6. I know I told you to go to 1 Corinthians 8, but I knew I was only going to be a page away, okay? Again, this is the verse that was up there. I'm on this group here that believes it's not sinful, but anything else that you've put on that list, okay, I can do it. Okay? Anytime, anywhere, doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, if that's your attitude, listen to me right now, you're wrong. You are wrong. So if you're in this group here right now saying, I can do anything I want, anytime I want, and we're not talking about what? Sin. I can do it, and it doesn't matter. I'm telling you right up front, you're wrong. Okay? And I hope by the end of the sermon, if I have enough time, we'll get to understand it. Again, 1 Corinthians 6:12, notice what it says here. And this is even what Paul says. He says, all things are lawful. There may be things on that list that we just read, and if you look at them, there's nothing wrong with them. Really, in themselves, there's nothing wrong that I have flip-flops on today. Okay? Nothing wrong with it to wear flip-flops. Okay? So all things are lawful, and the whole list. I'm not going to go through the whole list. But what's the next verse, or the next part of the verse that you really need to understand? What's it say? But all things are not what? Expedient. To do them, you know, in itself, it's not wrong. But at this time, in this place, I shouldn't do it. That's what I'm preaching this morning. Does everybody hear that? At this point, this time, where I am, or maybe I should put this down there. Who I'm with, I shouldn't do it right now. Okay? What's the verse going to say? I think it repeats itself again, does it not? All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. What that basically means is, there are certain things that, okay, they're lawful to do, but I'm not going to say, I'm going to do it, and I have the right to do it, and I'll do it when I want to do it. That's what we're talking about. I won't be brought under the power of it. What we're saying is, it's lawful, in of itself is okay, but in this situation with who I'm with, where I am, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let go the idea that I can do it. Just not going to do it. Okay? Give you for instance. I'm going to give you for instance, okay? We have some dear folk that we were friends with, and we still are friends, but you know, distance kills. Am I right about that when it comes to friendships? Okay? Okay? And it's tough, but we were friends with the Sorrells, Alan and Debbie, in South Carolina for 3 years. I mean, beautiful people. The man can sing. You ought to hear his voice. She can play the piano up and down the keyboard. And when she played up and down the keyboard and he sang, and he had a bass boat. That's why I made him my friend. Now, we went hunting together. If you ever see the big buck, it's on the wall up in my office. I was with him when I shot that, or we were hunting together when I shot that. Wonderful people, okay? And we'd go fishing with them. I went hunting there or whatever. But Debbie never wore a pair of pants in her life. She didn't. Okay. Now, you can say all you want about that. But you know what? When my wife showed up at their house and we went on vacation together, can somebody tell me what something my wife didn't take? She didn't take pants. Now, she could have showed up in Debbie's and said, it's lawful. I have the power to do it. But we chose not to. We just chose not to. Just made sense. Now, you might look at us and say, well, Pat, you know, we just didn't do it. All right? Had the right, could have done it, decided not to do it. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Again, this passage, and I'm going to put it this way because I'll go ahead and put this up there also. 1 Corinthians 10. This is how I'm dividing up the passage. This is how I'm dividing it up. There are activities I don't do, and 1 Corinthians 8 is this one. I don't do them because I don't want to hurt other Christians. And I'm talking about hurt. I'm talking about hurt. And we'll look at some verses. I don't do them because I don't want to hurt other Christians. Chapter 10 is, there are activities I don't do so I can be a better gospel witness to the unsaved. Did you get that? Certain group of activities, I don't want to hurt Christians. Okay? Certain activities I don't do because I want to make sure I'm a great gospel witness to those who are unsaved. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, just so you understand, and again, I can't do this whole thing, and maybe someday I'll come back. But again, I want to take you just certain places. Go to verse 8, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and the whole chapter is good, okay? Notice, but meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat are we the what? We understand the lawfulness of it, okay? So Paul's even saying, we understand this stuff. As Christians, we understand God doesn't look down on heaven and say, so-and-so is a better Christian because right now they don't have on open-toed shoes. God doesn't look at that. It doesn't matter if you have open-toed shoes, okay, or you don't. He's not looking at that right now, okay? Neither are we better. But I want you to go to verse 9. I think we did this. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Folks, I want you to understand this, okay? There are activities, and the reason why you don't do them is you don't want to be a stumbling block to people. That's a big word. When you did something, you really hurt them. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, okay, go with me to verse 11. Verse 11 says, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother, what's the next word? Perish. Now, I don't think it means they died physically, but you killed their faith. You killed their Christian life. You killed their walk with God. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Now, watch this, okay? I've had Christians to come to me and say, Pastor, I don't think you ought to have a motorcycle. Okay? I own one. Let me ask you a few questions. What sin did you fall into because I own a motorcycle? Well, I didn't fall into a sin. Oh, okay. Then I didn't cause you to stumble. Well, I was offended. Now, that word offended in the Bible is bigger than just, I don't like it. Offended means, I destroyed your faith. I hurt your Christian walk with God. I'm doing something that put you pretty bad, okay? Just not, I wish Pastor wouldn't have a motorcycle. I think I'm going to tell him I don't want him to have a motorcycle. Folks, when you come to me, if you're saying, Pastor, because you own a motorcycle, I am now in a specific sin in my life, and you're riding a motorcycle, put me into it. That's what we're looking at here. Because in this passage, as Christians were eating meat that was sacrificed to idols, and that's what this passage is about, they were destroying people who came out of that. And they were saying, well, wow, you ate meat that was offered to idols. That's what I did when I was a pagan idol worshiper. And I did that stuff because that, I mean, it really helped me to be a better idol worshiper. And then you eat meat and I just can't come to church anymore. And I just can't read my Bible anymore. In fact, I've kind of given up on Christianity because you ate meat offered to idols. This is not just, I don't like it. Now, at this point in time, if every person I met, I stopped doing something they didn't like, what would I be doing right now? Not a whole lot. And some people look at those definitions as not being as deep and big as they are. However, there are Christians that will stumble, big word, be offended, big word, perish, because maybe an activity you did, don't let it happen. Okay? Somebody want to give me, I'll give you an easy illustration or whatever. Okay, you get somebody that, again, the devil had them into the depths of alcoholism, right? You invite them over to your house, you pulled out a bottle of wine, and you serve it around the table. And they figured, well, I got to be a good guest here in the house, so they take a sip of wine. What's it do to the person? Puts them right back into what? And a week later, you see them, and they're down on the street. And you say, what happened? You know that wine you gave me the other day at your house? It made me remember all the stuff I liked about alcohol and how I couldn't resist it. I'm back into alcoholism. Folks, you messed up. You destroyed or you made someone perish. You put a stumbling block in front of them. Okay? Don't do it. Now, I do say this, lest somebody understands what I'm not sure alcohol is one of these gray areas. Because most of the things I put up on the board, the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about it, does it? Like open-toed shoes, where's that? Well, I think Jesus wore open-toed shoes. But alcohol, does the Bible talk about alcohol? How much? So I'm talking about these things being gray and doubtful, and I'm not sure alcohol is gray and doubtful, you know? And the only reason I don't do it is, but I'm not sure, okay? And I can say, I'll talk. So when people say, well, alcohol, is that a doubtful thing? The Bible talks a lot about it. But whether you're allowed to have a motorcycle, I didn't find that in the Bible, except Gideon's triumph was heard around the country. Okay, I heard that one. Okay? So he had one, I think, all right? A triumph is a kind of motorcycle. Okay, we'll get that out there. Okay? Are you following me through? Watch what you do. I got to finish up. 1 Corinthians 10 is about things, and here, and again, I'm summarizing this so you can, you're smart people, you can read it on your own. It's things I don't want to do because I want to be a better witness for Jesus Christ. Now, I'm just going to tell you something, folks, okay? You frequent a bar, sit there drinking, and then try to talk to the person beside you who's drinking about Jesus. How far is it going? Because sometimes the world knows better what we're not supposed to do than we're supposed to, than we know. Have you ever heard this statement? I didn't think Christians did that. If you're doing that, and then trying to talk to somebody who thinks you shouldn't be that and explain to them that Jesus is a better way, your witness is gone. Am I right about that? Now, let me go to a different area because I want to get rid of alcohol because, okay. Had a man in our church not too long ago. Man, really neat the conversation we had at the Galsels were there. Again, we took Greg Silverman out to eat after he was here, the Jewish man, the Messianic Jew. We went down to Brothers to eat. Okay? I'm not thinking anything, man. I'm not thinking. My brain's turned off. It's Sunday night. The service is off. Are you right about that? They come to me. What do you want? I said, you know what? I am stuck in a rut because every time I go to Brothers, I get one of two things. Okay? And I said, I'm going outside. I'm going to get something different. So I said, I have never had your wedge. Oh, the girl said, oh, they're really girl. Well, you know, when they're younger than your own kids, they're girls, right? She's a lady. And she's, oh, they're really good. And I said, well, which one do you want? I said, I want the Italian one. And put the Italian dressing on it. She says, you're going to love this. I said, I've never had one. You're going to love this. So I got the thing there or whatever. Go to my wife, and when she goes down there, she is stuck in a rut. She gets the spinach stromboli. Where's the meat? Okay. Oh, honey, you want us to share a spinach stromboli? No. Okay? But for my conversation, she's doing better than I did. Okay, Greg Silverman, what do you want? He goes, now what did he say? I too want the, did he get spinach in his? I'm trying to think what he, but he said, I too want the spinach stromboli, but can you put some hamburg in that for me? Can you put some hamburg in there? And I'm like, okay, man, where'd it go? You know, you didn't just get the spinach, you got some meat. I don't know what you guys got. I mean, but all of a sudden we're talking. And all of a sudden Greg Silverman says, I don't eat pork and shellfish. I'm sitting in front of him eating a ham wedge. You know, an Italian wedge. Are you with me? I'm like, wow. I look at my wife. She's eating spinach. She's a good Christian. Me? What'd you have, Mike? Were you with me? Were we off the boat there? I don't know. Yeah. And I didn't even think about it. And so we really started talking. I mean, we had some great, right there, we took off on some great conversation. I said to him, okay, I got a question for you. If I'd have had you over to my house and served you this Italian wedge, what would you have done? He said, I'd eaten it. I wouldn't have said anything to you because all things are lawful. And he said, I understand the book of Acts and eat it, Peter. I would have eaten it. I said, so if we'd had pork and sauerkraut, I'd eaten it. But he said, I came to this restaurant. I had a choice. I went with spinach and hamburg. Now, I don't know if he eats a completely kosher meal, but shellfish, no shrimp, no clams. Are you with me? No scallops. I mean, he doesn't eat them. Why? He's a Messianic Jew, and who is he trying to win to Jesus? Jewish people. So he realizes his life. Now, again, because he was way up in central Pennsylvania, and again, I'm not saying, and this is not an area of sin. It's an area of doubtful things. I'm not saying, hey, if you're on a business trip and you're in Minnesota and nobody knows you, turn pornography on in your hotel. Nobody will know the difference. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking doubtful things. We're not over on this side of the wall. But he's all the way up here. If we would have offered him pork and sauerkraut, he'd have just kept his mouth shut, ate it, and that'd be it. But he wasn't going back to Philadelphia and saying what to people. Guess what I ate last night? Because the people he ministers to, as he wants to win them to the Lord, he knows that diet would offend them. And they just couldn't handle it. So he doesn't eat it. Does it make sense to you? Now, what's wrong with the Italian wedge I had? It's really good. In fact, I told the lady, now I've got one of three things. Okay? Really good. Okay? Nothing wrong with it. But you know, I got to thinking, if I ever went to visit Greg Silverman in the Messianic synagogue that he goes to or whatever, Messianic temple, if I was to go out to eat with a bunch of people down there, spinach stromboli. I'd probably order spinach stromboli. I wouldn't say I got the right and the power to eat what I want. I would say, hey, spinach stromboli is a step down from what I really like, but what? That's what I'll eat. All things are all lawful, but not all things are what? Expedient. Now, here's where the skinny of it comes. And I got to wind the sermon up. I really do, okay? Let me see where I am. I better turn the page here, okay? Okay? I'm going to give you two verses. Because if you are here, I want you to change your thinking. Ephesians 5:10. Proving what is acceptable unto the what? Lord. What does God want me to do in this situation? Stop thinking about yourself. I can eat all the ham I want whenever I want to eat it with whoever I'm with. Yeah, I guess. But don't. What would God want you to do in this situation? Okay? What would God want you to do in this situation? Again, a man sitting in my house, sitting 4 or 5 feet from a gun, I didn't go over and open the closet door and bring out the gun. Why? You understand why? I didn't need to do that. Just left it in there, didn't say anything, smiled big inside. Okay? But if I would have done that, he'd never come back to my house. Never. Okay? Or to have to go move the guns to get it. Didn't do it. Okay? And I think we're starting to understand things here. Proving what is acceptable. Leave yourself. Because so much of Christianity comes, and this is really, I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. A lot of people in this group are selfish. It's all about me and what I want to do. And really, it's not about you. It's about other people and the Lord. What do you need to do in this situation? Stop and think about it. What's the other verse? It's right there in Ephesians 5. Walk circumspectly. Does everybody know what that means? Be careful how you're living your Christian life. Be careful. I told people, if you want to know what the word circumspectly means, it means to go into a room, concrete floor, take your shoes off, stand on one side of the floor with your bare feet, give me a bunch of glass bottles, and I'm going to smash them all over the floor, and then I tell you, go to the other side of the room. How would you walk through that room? Very circumspectly. Watching where you place your foot as to not laying on a shard of glass that could cut you, right? As Christians, instead of just stomping through life without any consideration of anything, we ought to be saying, is this okay to do? Will this destroy somebody's faith? Will this hurt my Christian witness at this time to the person or where I am? Does it make sense to you? So if you're over here and you're saying, all things are lawful, stop. They're not expedient at all times with all people. I'm repeating myself. Did you get the point? What does God want you to do? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do it to the glory of God. It's not just about you. Okay? And so this group here, when it comes to Christian liberty, there are some barriers, some fences, there are some restraints, there are some standards you better start observing. You just can't crash through life doing whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. Did I get my point across? There are certain activities you don't do. Now you might say, well, Pastor, when I'm somewhere else, yeah, maybe when you're somewhere else, this standard will not offend anybody, will not make anybody to stumble in another place or whatever. And culture and places do have something to do with it. Okay? For example, Greg Silverman was up here. If I'd have given him a wedge, if I'd have, hey, Greg, I'm going to order for you, he'd have eaten it and wouldn't have said anything. Okay? But down there in Philadelphia, he'd probably had to say what? I can't do it. Okay? So there's a lot of things to think about. So what I've given you, and I'm done, think about what you're doing. Because if you will destroy somebody's faith or walk with God or hurt them, or you will hurt your testimony, don't do it. And it may be something as simple as open-toed shoes. Don't do it. Everybody get the point? You want me to keep preaching? All things are lawful, but they are not expedient. Father, I pray that we'll understand this. And Lord, that again, if we've been offending people, bring it to a light. Let us see it. So Lord, because we don't want to destroy the faith of a young Christian or another Christian, Lord, we surely don't want to hurt our Christian witness. Lord, we want to be able to witness to anybody where we go. And Lord, not that be a hinder. Lord, teach us things here. And Lord, I pray that we would receive the word. And Lord, we'd live our lives accordingly and do all to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.